Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you have made it possible for us to come before you in your presence. I ask, O God, that you give me, O God, your anointing. Let your hand rest upon me to deliver your word and not my word. As we share in your word, give your people a deeper understanding beyond the words of my mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, today I want to touch on time and chance. And this is just, the first part of it. Amen. If you have your Bible, please stand with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 is a very popular scripture. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. Let's all read the last line. But time and chance happen to them all. Oh, I didn't hear you. Let's say it better. But time and chance happen to them all. Amen. Now let's go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. I'm reading verse number 4. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Did I read the right thing? For each one, verse 5. Let's all read verse 5. It's very short. Let's all read it together. Let's go. Each one shall bear his own load. Amen. Praise God. Let's all read it again. Go. Amen. For each one shall bear his own load. And when we refer to the first scripture, it says that I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor battle for the strong, nor bread for the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor for men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. In other words, it is not how swift you are. It is not only how strong you are. It is not only how wise you are. And it's not only how understanding you can be, nor the skill that you have, but it is about time and chance. Everybody has time at his disposal. Is that true? And everybody has a chance or chances at their disposal. Somebody says that opportunity comes but once, but it is not true. Opportunities keep recurring until you seize them. If one pass, it will not come, but another one will come. Is somebody here with me? Amen. Now, before we take off, let's look at what time is. And I look for it from the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And there were a lot of definitions, but I took one that fits what we are discussing at this time. This is what it is. It says, the measured or measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. In other words, it's a duration. I take it again. The measured or measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. The measured, measurable period. Note it, measurable period. Measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. That is time. I was just trying to play on the topic. Now, let's look at what chance also means. This is chance. Very interesting. In the midst of many definitions and explanations, I picked one that fits us. An opportunity to do something, an amount of time or a situation in which something can be done. Amen. It's very sweet here. Measurable period during which an action, process, condition exists or continues. And then the chance is an opportunity to do something, an amount of time or situation which something can be done. This is very important. You see, we live in a measurable period. Do you agree with me? Yes. And this measurable period is made up of conditions that we may find ourselves at a point in time. And you will agree with me that life is in stages. Is that right with me? Oh, good. Now, as we live in this measurable period, then we must understand that, you see, there is time for everything. Amen. To everything and to every action, there is time. Amen. Now listen. Now, it is therefore our choices and not our condition that determine our destiny. Let everybody understand this. The choices that we make are far more powerful than the circumstances that we find ourselves. In other words, you may find yourself in a particular circumstance. You may find yourself in a particular condition. But you know what? You and about five other people may be in there. But once you make the choices that will take you out of that situation, I'm telling you, the whole universe will respond to you. Oh, come on. Am I talking to somebody? It's very important. And listen, your choices control your calendar, which eventually impacts your effectiveness in life. Listen, you find yourself in a ghetto, in a slum, in a place that is not favorable. You tell yourself that one day I am going to live outside this place. It is not just by faith, but it's also by action. Is somebody here with me? So as we have conversed and we have spoken and we have desired, then the next thing we have to do is to make the choices. Somebody tell me, choices. Oh, can you say it like choices? It's very important. We have to make the choice that determined where we will end up. Is somebody here with me? For instance, if you want to be a pastor, if you want to be a preacher of the gospel, then there are certain choices that you have to make. Am I right? Oh, yes. If at that very early stage you don't pray, then you are not in a good choice. If at that early time you don't read the word of God, you don't take your time to meditate on the word of God in order to hear from the Spirit of God as to the dimensions of the meanings that scripture is giving. And if you don't give yourself to service to men of God and service to the cause of the things of God, I'm telling you, your choice or the things that you decide to do or not to do will determine whether you are going to be successful or not. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? Because you see, sometimes the choices we make, for instance, this choice, if you want to be a pastor, I'm a pastor, so I'm talking this way. I'll veer into some professions. Listen, if you want to be a pastor, then this one does not go with womanizing. Come on, am I talking to you? This one does not go with a dodgy lip. You're always telling lies, as it is said, extemporaneous prevaricator. Big English. It means that the person does not make any effort to tell lies. The moment the person blinks, lies will come. Anything you are talking to him about, to her about, she has to at all costs lie about something. This thing does not go with it. Amen. It's very, very important. And also, when you make this choice, you need to stay focused unto the Lord. You need to be able to handle luck. You need to be able to handle empty pocket. You need to be able to handle, you see, desiring something and not having it. I mean physically. If you don't know how to abase and abound. In actual fact, Paul was talking about his ability to handle lack and also to handle fullness. That's why he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It just means that whether I have or I don't have, I don't bother. Okay? It doesn't bother me. What bothers me is what I am doing to please my Lord. Oh, come on, clap better. Clap better. It's very important. The certain things you want to do, I don't know your choice, but depending on the choices that you make, then you have to be able to tailor your life in a certain pattern. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. You want to be a teacher? There are things you've got to do. Hallelujah. One of the things I know about teachers, they are very strict. They don't bend. But the moment a teacher bends, then that is it. Ah, is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. It's very, very important. And other things that you can also, you know, think about. Now, God expects us individually or collectively to assume responsibilities for ourselves and for our lives is very important. I chanced on a book that is written, No Excuses. Very interesting. The book says this: never ever blame anybody for your predicament. Is somebody here with me?
Stay tuned. We will be right back. Welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
You know, there are some who would try to blame the non-ability of their parents to take them through a certain, you know, line of education. Thanks be to God, your parents were able to set you up, to put you somewhere. Why don't you give God the praise and take responsibility, manage your life, and move on. When even it is obvious that your father did not take care of you, this is not the time to blame him. Because maybe he is old. Maybe he is dead and gone. Are you hearing me? Yes. I know somebody, even when he was 40-something years, he was still blaming the father. What has your father done? The father at least took him to secondary school. So, why blame him? At least you went to secondary school. You passed leaving school, Saito. You passed that level. MS. The hall. Some of you don't know hall. You don't know. MS. Middle school living certificate. MSLC. That was the university at the time. I'm telling you. And people who went through the whole system, I'm telling you, most of them are brilliant. Because you learn. Amen. Eh? Student companion. How many of you know student companion? Yes. Maybe in our time, we had first aid. How many of you know first aid? First aid is much, yeah. Good. You know something? You see, at least if you have secondary school education and now you are working, that is why there is workers' college. Today there are many, those it was only one workers' college. Today there are many places that you can go to enhance yourself. Why don't you forget about what your father didn't do, what your mother didn't do, and face life by yourself? Oh, come on, give God praise. Give God praise. I'm telling you, pretty soon I'll start a school of destiny. And you have to sign up to be in that school. Amen. I'll bring out the day. For 45 minutes, we are going to handle issues of destiny. It's very important. And most of the things are things I've tested and I know. Amen. I tell you, my passion is the young adults and people, not only young adults, people between 20, maybe 19 to somewhere in their middle 30s. It's very important to me. Amen. You saw the man who came here on Sunday. I jumped to go and live with him when I was not 15 years. Oh, yes. At that time, life was in my hands. Who? By choice. Quite challenging, but I have come this far. Amen. God expects us to take responsibilities for our lives. Now, permit me to ask you to do this thing. Tell somebody by you, no excuse. Tell somebody, no excuse. No excuse to fail. Amen. Tell him again, no, don't do no excuse. Tell him, let him. There is no excuse to fail. Hallelujah. Go to three people and tell them, no excuse, no excuse. Amen. Praise God. There is no excuse. Amen. We have passed that stage already. Listen, somebody says, I didn't do well in my exam. And so what? You failed. And so, amen. Listen to me. If that opportunity given to you didn't work out, another one is coming. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Yes, sir. It doesn't matter if you failed yesterday. There is another day called today. And I'm telling you, today determines what the future is going to look like. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now, I want to pause here to ask you, have you ever tried to imagine and created a panoramic view as to who you want to be in future for the next 10, 20 years before? Oh, yes. If 10 years, then I have a good news for you. 10 years is around the corner. Don't think 10 years is far. 10 years is around the corner. It will come like a runaway train. By the time you realize 10 years has caught up on you when you haven't done anything. But you know what? The man and or the woman or your friend that you ever knew, whilst you were spending your time doing other things, he created a blueprint for himself, and he made choices that regulated his life to see that blueprint come to pass. Now the years are rolling, the months are rolling, the days are rolling, the hours are rolling, the seconds are rolling. By the time you are 5 years, you look back and nothing has happened. But he looks back and he pats himself. Well done, Samuel. You have done well. You must come to a place where you pat yourself and you say, well done. Oh, come on. Give God praise. I know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah. I got to the office. You are tapping your shoulder. It's good. Because I know what you're doing. Amen. Yes. You know what? I finished preparing by 3 a.m. and I already wanted to preach. I'm telling you, when I got to the office, I looked at the time. I told Charity, "Now, the Ben has six, Bebo. I am fired up. I'm telling you, other 2-3 people comes, I will preach like the whole room is filled." But time, especially in these times of social media, if you don't take care, Facebook will consume your time from 12 to 10. Oh yeah. Go there, look for what you want and leave it. Amen. Don't eat every junk. Some are now saying Facebook, so anything, say, every story is important. No! Is somebody here with me? Yes! You see, the devil is so deceptive. He will hijack the media and try to feed the media with all kinds of stuff. Said that if you don't take care, you will want to back out. He said that thing is evil. I know a certain church organization that said that TV was an evil box. But today they watch TV more than anybody. The same way somebody would say, social media. Oh, yes, there is a lot of junk there. But there are also good things there. Come on, is somebody here with me? But then you must manage. Somebody say manage. Manage. Manage your life. Manage your life. When you hold that phone, That's not a time for pornography. It will corrupt you. You are walking and you feel guilty. Nobody towered on. You just feel guilty without reason. Everybody is worshiping and you alone are worshiping, but the thing is not going well. Nobody towered on. Why don't you, today, somebody will be delivered. Come on, is somebody here with me? I am passionate about building an army of young people who will face the future with confidence, knowing that God is on their side. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? I am sick and tired of seeing too much luck around us. No, we don't have to live in luck because of our geographical location in the city Accra. I'm telling you, listen to me. May God touch your life. May He open your life to see good things and desire good things and make the choices to get good things. Come on, I told you I'm going to say Elijah, amen. May God help us. Our choices are very, very important in this life. If you don't make the right choices, I'm telling you, we are going to end up on the rock. Amen. Is somebody here with me? We must strive to know why God put us here on this planet. It's very important. Each one has a unique purpose on this earth. Everybody. That is why we don't have to compare ourselves with anybody. It's very important. Run your race. Concern yourself with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. As somebody will say, your star is different from the other star. Is somebody here with me? And you know what? I keep saying this. Classmates are not the same as grace mates. Come on, is somebody here with me? Church mates are not the same as grace mates. Is somebody here with me? What determines even your speed is your choices. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? It's very, very important. Now I'll say this to us. You see, if you don't take care, you will desire the things that you were not made for. Oh, yes. And you have done all you can. Somebody tells me, oh, he says I'm in school. I say, oh, yeah, just to enhance myself. He says, oh, you want to teach other? I said, no, that is not for me. Maybe I'll try to do some, but that is not for me. Because I don't think I want to do teaching, proper, you know, teaching, no. In school, academic teaching. That is not for me. You know what? But I just want to study to enhance myself and make myself stronger for what I do. Are you hearing me? I wanted to study this concept with my wife, and I chose a certain line of study. She looked at me right in the face and in the eye and said, "What? Ask me, why do you want to do that?" I gave some flimsy excuses, and he said, "Listen, you are not to please people. You are to live your life. For me, if you will permit me, I think all you have to do is to study theology. Because that is what you were made to be." I was surprised. I wanted to do some demonstration. So when you know the choir then.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.